This is Reading Lesson 6. Read number 1.
Batur.
In number 2, remember that when the ye is in final position and preceded by a consonant, it makes an a sound. Try to read number 2.
Store.
Read number 3.
Breath.
Number 4.
Bizo.
Look at number 5. It starts with a new letter, the letter
Nun,
which represents the N sound. Here you see both in its initial position connected to an aleph and in its final unconnected form. Try to read number 5.
Nadan.
Notice that the nun resembles the te, but it only has one dot above it, instead of two. In number 6, you again see the nun in initial and final form. Try to read number 6.
Nun.
Number 7 shows the letter nun in medial position. Read number 7.
Ana.
Number 8.
Par.
Read number 9.
Tan.
The ye in number 10 makes the shorter e sound. Try to read number 10.
Tezab.
Read number 11.
Baz.
Number 12 begins with the letter
he,
which sounds like the English H. Here you see it in initial position, connected to an aleph. Try to read number 12.
Hased.
In number 13, the he is in medial position. It makes a noticeable breathy sound. Listen and repeat number 13.
Ahbab. Ahbab.
14.
Staso.
Number 15.
Ehsan.
Look at number 16. When a ye is preceded or followed by a vowel or diacritic, it makes a sound like the English letter Y in the word yes. Try to read number 16.
Yeah.
In number 17, you see the he in its final form. Try to read number 17.
Zaba.
In 18, the ye makes the shorter e sound. Read number 18.
Tasbih.
Number 19 consists of two consonants without a vowel in between. When this happens, a very short schwa sound is spoken between the consonants. With this in mind, listen and repeat number 19.
Nadar. Nadar.
20.
Rahat.
This is the end of Reading Lesson 6.